Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, check this out. President Vladimir Zelensky of Ukraine continues to do the job that leaders in our country refuse to do. He just did an interview in which he described the Trump administration's mentality towards this war and kind of rips it apart. I feel like Zelensky has been more openly willing to, you know, push back on the administration after a few months. At first, he tried to go along with their requests for this mineral deal. He sat down with Trump in the Oval Office. They laid down arms for a ceasefire. And throughout all of this, Trump has continued to just play nice with Putin. Let me remind you that on May 27th, Trump tweeted out, "What Vladimir Putin doesn't realize is that if it weren't for me, lots of really bad things would have already happened to Russia. And I mean really bad. He's playing with fire." That is Trump explicitly admitting right there that he has prevented consequences from hitting Russia. He has prevented things from happening to Russia. And as a consequence of this, Ukraine has not been telling the United States about any of the attacks that they're planning because they don't want Trump or someone in Trump's admin to back channel this to somebody in Russia. So Trump has shown a clear favoritism towards Vladimir Putin in this war. And I want to show you these videos of Zelensky basically admitting that. Let's check this one out. So he's asked, does President Trump think Russia is winning the war?
Does President Trump believe that Russia is winning this war, do you think?
Yes.
Has he told you that?
I think he's publicly said about it, and I know that he shared this information with some people around him, and I think this operation, and I said it a lot of times, it's not true. It's not a victory when you spend 1 million people.
Remember, the argument was from Putin that he'd reach Kyiv in 3 days. That was 3 years ago. That was 1 million deaths ago on the Russian side. And if you want to talk about who's winning the war, Ukraine has just gotten a level up. I think they're beginning to realize, they knew this intuitively, but they're now beginning to act on it after realizing the Trump administration is not going to be helping them. The Trump administration is going to be incredibly hard to work with, and they'll have to go around and be creative. So, off the back of that drone attack, where they very cleverly snuck a bunch of trucks into Russia, they sat there for months with drones charging, and then the drones flew out of the top and destroyed 40 different bombers in a coordinated way. It was super badass. Off the back of that, we see in Russia, fuel and lubricant warehouse on fire after an explosion in the Moscow suburb of Pushkino, 19 miles from the Kremlin. The fire has now engulfed 5.2 acres. Breaking, Ukrainian drones have also struck the Azot factory in Novomoskovsk in the Tula region. It is one of Russia's largest producers of nitrogen fertilizer and produces chemicals used by the Russian army in explosives and artillery shells. A large fire has now broken out of the scene. Ukraine is on a roll. Russia urges US and UK to restrain Ukraine. Please hold Ukraine back, please. Because Ukraine is being very strategic about this. They are actually following the international rules that we all abide by, and they are attacking military targets. They are attacking only military targets. Russia, they just carpet bomb the hell out of Ukrainian cities and kill children, kill random families. It's disgusting. And on that note, let's watch this next clip of Zelensky talking about the Trump admin.
Trump this week comparing it to two children fighting in a park.
Sometimes you see two young children fighting like crazy. They hate each other and they're fighting in a park. And you try and pull them apart. They don't want to be pulled. Sometimes you're better off letting them fight for a while and then pulling them apart.
President Zelensky strongly refuting that notion. We are not playing in the park with the Russians like two boys, two kids. Putin is not a kid, Zelensky said, describing him as a maniac. So we can't compare and we cannot say, okay, let them fight for a while. Zelensky adding, and it's not about President Trump. Anyone living thousands of miles away can't fully understand the pain. Even parents who live in Ukraine cannot feel the pain of those who lost their children. The president telling the story of a man who lost his wife and three children in a missile strike, who told Zelensky, Every morning I'm looking. I'm just looking for my family. I am looking everywhere in the flat. I still feel that it was a nightmare. I go outside. I see a father who holds his little girl's hand, and the girl is just like my dead daughter. I feel physical pain. I can't do anything about it. It is limitless.
Me? Не діти з Путіним.
That's why we are not kids at the playground, Zelensky says, adding, Putin is a murderer who came to the park to kill kids. It is something Zelensky says he has tried to convey to President Trump, but the relationship between the two has been tumultuous.
That segment broke my heart, but at the same time, it really frustrated me because a lot of that was preventable. Now, the initial invasion wasn't very preventable. It happened very quickly. And Putin has had imperial ambitions for decades. But for all of President Biden's quote-unquote sleepiness, he was able to freeze Vladimir Putin out of the global order, arm Ukraine to the teeth, give them the leverage of a strong alliance backing them, and keep Vladimir Putin at bay by stopping him. He was going to go to Kyiv in 3 days. Trump has removed much of that leverage by removing weapons dealing to Ukraine. This happened. You can look it up. Then pausing intelligence sharing to Ukraine. This happened. You can look it up. Then rather than sanctioning Russia, they applied tariffs on every country except for Russia and North Korea. And now Trump is saying, what Vladimir Putin doesn't realize is that if it weren't for me, lots of really bad things would have happened. So I say, Ukraine should go harder. When Ukrainian drones flew out of a grain train car hatch and destroyed 13 Russian tanks off the back of destroying 40 planes and bombers, I say go harder. I say go 10 times harder. This is another one that happened. Ukrainian drones flew out of a grain train car hatch and destroyed 13 Russian tanks and more than 100 armored vehicles and other equipment being transported by the Russian train in occupied southern Ukraine. The hatches appear to have been opened remotely again. And really quickly, if you made it this far in the video, make sure you drop a like, drop some blue hearts. We want to be one of the best channels covering domestic democratic politics, like things pertaining to democracy, but also international democratic politics, talking about democratic alliances such as NATO and how we can beat authoritarian regimes like China and Russia and North Korea. We want to talk about AI, the dangers and the upsides of it. There are both. So in this channel, we want to bring a bunch of nuance. I don't just want to be talking about Trump's Truth Social posts all day. I like talking about Ukraine, AI, and all of this. So if you appreciate the well-rounded, balanced news, make sure you subscribe. But to continue, after Donald Trump said that Putin needs to stop, Kremlin called Trump emotional. This was roughly 2 weeks ago. But honestly, if I were Zelensky, that kids in the playground quote from Trump would piss me off so much. Zelensky has had to watch the people of his country die or lose family members or lose limbs and get seriously injured and fight. And Trump says it's like two kids in a playground, and he infantilizes Vladimir Putin and infantilizes Zelensky at the same time. Trump has this softened, mushy version of Vladimir Putin in his head where he thinks that Putin is this really nice guy who's misunderstood and he was goaded into war by the West, and he actually has a soft spot for Trump and Trump has a soft spot for him. Trump has this theory that they went through the Russia, Russia, Russia hoax together, and because of that, they have a stronger bond. It's just absolutely disgusting, and it's a display of weakness. Zelensky is basically saying in this clip, without saying it, that Trump doesn't understand Vladimir Putin's psychology. In this next clip, he doubles down.
President Trump told our Terry Moran in a recent interview, that he does believe.
Really quickly, Terry Moran was the one that was just suspended from ABC. Obviously, this happened after, but go check out the last video on my channel. That one's important.
President Trump told our Terry Moran in a recent interview, that he does believe Putin wants peace. You think he's wrong? With all due respect to President Trump, Zelensky says, I think it's just his personal opinion. Trust me, we understand the Russians much better, the mentality of the Russians, than the Americans understand the Russians. I know for sure Putin doesn't want to stop the war.
Trump is under this naive assumption that Vladimir Putin is basically on the edge of wanting to stop the war, and he just really doesn't want to see any more death and destruction, when Putin will continue this. Trump keeps giving Putin leverage by saying that if they don't stop the war soon, the U.S. is just going to back off. And when you say that, you're signaling to Vladimir Putin, that he can just keep stretching it and stretching it and throwing his citizens into the meat grinder, and the U.S. will back off of Ukraine. I say we arm Ukraine to the teeth. We send them as many weapons as possible. We match the escalatory rhetoric of Russia. Trump is being so weak. Vladimir Putin uses a lot of this escalatory rhetoric. He's got a monopoly on it when it comes to nukes, when it comes to all of these things. Trump won't even come up with a nickname for Putin. I say we escalate. I say we threaten to put boots on ground. I say we go hard as hell and scare the shit out of Putin. Putin has, you know, kept a roughly steady hand throughout this war, except for when Prigozhin tried to coup him and he fled. But other than that, I feel like Putin is somebody who doesn't panic like Trump panics. And if the White House had any spine, they would try to push him into a panic, push him into a frenzy, sanction him while Ukraine does 3 sneak attacks, while you arm Ukraine more. But I guess that's just a wish, because Trump thinks that Putin is confused when he's not confused. He's very committed to taking over every inch of Ukraine, and he will not stop. I'm going to leave it at that. Make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe for the pro-democracy content. I'll see you all in the next video. Peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.